Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 164 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we actually have an update that we're going to be talking about today regarding the Ajlani Motors Dracuma, which is the newest car that is coming to us from Dubai to join the W Motors Lycan and Fanir, and the Devil 16, which frankly I still don't know anything about. So what do we know that's new? Well, a few things. The biggest update is we know what it looks like, and we'll get to that in just in a few moments, because honestly I think it looks like a Hot Wheels car. We do know it's going to have a twin turbocharged V8 that's producing 1200 horsepower, and we also know that only 99 of them are going to be built. So it's definitely a rare car that if they can make it look like exactly what they're saying it looks like by the pictures they released, I think there's no doubt it's going to be in the $2 to $3 million range, like most hypercars are. It's weird talking about that as if it's completely normal for a car of that range, but for hypercars, that's kind of the realistic truth. We also know it's going to have a 100% carbon fiber body, and the doors are going to open up like a Dracuma, aka dragon. Now, I am no expert on dragons by any way, shape, or form, but from what I can see on Google Images is, and if you're watching on YouTube right now, you get to see my dragon wing impression, is the wings are kind of like back, and then they open up outwards. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see me doing my dragon wing impression. But I don't know how they would utilize that to get the doors to open. I think it would have to involve placing the door hinges on the rear of the door comparison to the front. Think of like that of a Rolls Royce, how Rolls Royce doors open up. And they would have to open up like a McLaren, but reverse. Instead of the door hinges being up front of the doors, they'd have to be at the rear, and then they open up the same fashion. Very interesting, nonetheless. If they can get their car to open up the doors like that, I think that that's definitely another thing that makes them unique. And just the entire car looks, it's very, like I said, it looks like a Hot Wheels car. Like if you were to go and look at a Hot Wheels car of just some random car that doesn't exist, and it's got the craziest design and unique colors and giant wheels, that is the Ajlani Motors Dracuma. That's exactly what it is. My favorite looks of the car are definitely the front and the rear, and the side profile is pretty cool also. The front, at least in my opinion, if you use a little bit of imagination, don't take it too literally, it actually does look a little bit like a dragon's head, especially with the way that the headlights are sleek lined. I can see it. I can see how it's a little bit of a dragon's head there, maybe from the forehead down to the end of the nose and like starting at like the mouth. I can totally see it. I think the headlights is kind of what makes that whole look come together. The rear is kind of stunning, honestly. The rear looks pretty cool. That rear exhaust is so big. I think you can legitimately fit maybe a football or two inside of it. And this being called the Dracuma, the doors are supposed to open like a Dracuma or Dragon, a.k.a., if this thing does not breathe fire, I'm going to be severely disappointed. So let me take a step back and rephrase that. This thing better throw out fire out of the exhaust, because it would make the whole dragon theme come complete. That exhaust is so huge, and the rear end is just massive. It looks pretty good. And in regards to the side profile, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely see some Aventador inspiration there. If you follow the roof line, I can see it 100%. I think there's some Aventador inspiration in this vehicle. A little bit in the front, but a ton on the side profile. Now, is this company going to make it? And here's why I say that. If you go on their website, and it's on there, you can just go on their website. There's actually a section that talks about how they're seeking investment. Now, are they just seeking investment to have extra money for production, or are they struggling in seeking investment? I really don't have the answer to that. I don't know. If someone does, drop a comment or email me. You guys know what to do. So you can fill everybody in, including myself. But I hope they make it. I really do. Just because there has been yet, just me personally, a car to come out from Dubai or the Middle East that I didn't really have much faith in the W Motors car. I mean, they look really cool, but I don't know. I still don't know how I feel about the Fenrir and how I feel about the Lycan. And like I said, I don't know anything about the Devil 16. Is it real anymore? I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. But I hope they make it, because I would love nothing more than to have Dubai highly succeed in developing an automotive company that has pretty good demand. And I think the Dracuma would be pretty cool. I think if they made it a little bit less beefy, a little bit more sleek, and I think you guys will know what I mean by this, a little bit less concept-ish, like a little bit more real, I think it can turn into something great. But ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you think of the Ajlani Motors Dracuma. Do you think the company will make it? Do you think the car is going to be real? And if so, what do you think of the looks? And what do you think of the power specifications? Just let me know what your guys' thoughts are. That's all we got for today's episode. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well. If you're already here watching on YouTube, bless your heart. Thank you so much. And once you get to the channel, just browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. And if you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description. It's your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. You're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company, www.tlog.com. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 165, talking about how Aston Martin has developed a brand new partnership that is going to take their design elements airborne. Very exciting. Make sure you tune in for that one. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.